Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
I'm going to challenge you. I can't make you, but I'm going to challenge you to have sex with your spouse for 7 straight days, beginning next Sunday.
Well, there's the challenge. Pastor Ed Young in Dallas, Texas, pastor of a rather large congregation, he wants his people having sex for 7 days straight, the married ones, every day. And then he wants them to all come back and fill out a questionnaire and talk about how their relationship changed, what questions were raised. What do you think about this? If your pastor came out one Sunday and said, okay, this is what I want you to do, instead of what I want you to do is go home, and I want you to go home and find someone in need and help them. Or I want you to go home and open the Bible and read it every day. I want you to go home and take a little more time, maybe instead of 5 minutes, 15 minutes to pray every day. Those kind of challenges you hear all the time from pastors. What if your pastor came out and said, I want you and your wife to have sex every day for 7 days. And then when Sunday rolls around, we're going to talk about it. And we might continue talking about it for several weeks after that. What would you do? What would you think about it? What would you say to your pastor? It's Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Welcome back. We're coming to you live this Thursday, November the 13th. We're going to hear a story about the pastor down in Dallas who has the 7-day sex challenge. And then I want to hear from you. Audio Open Lines is for your questions and your comments, your reactions to these things. Feel free to do so. 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number. We're coming to you live Thursday afternoon, the 13th of November, 1-877-623-6943, or talkback at issuesetc.org. That email address works just as well as the telephone. We get it right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. Now, here's the story. Listen carefully, and then I want to hear from you about the 7-day sex challenge down in Texas. The pastor thinks this is a great idea. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. This is a CBS News interview with Pastor Ed Young of Fellowship Church in Dallas.
A pastor in Dallas has issued the married couples in his congregation an unusual challenge to have sex for 7 days.
If you're married, I'm going to challenge you. I can't make you, but I'm going to challenge you to have sex with your spouse for 7 straight days, beginning next Sunday.
Joining us from Dallas, Ed Young, senior pastor at Fellowship Church. Good morning.
Good morning, Julie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Why this challenge? What is the goal here?
Well, the goal is for the church to talk about sex, because after all, God is the one who invented sex, and he tells us to do it. But he says to do it in marriage. And sex is really the super glue, Julie. I believe it's a real reflection of how the marriage is going. So I thought, wouldn't it be cool if we could get 20,000 people having sex for 7 straight days? And I think some of the issues that you have to deal with prior to going to bed together, that's going to be the real take home from this sex experiment that we're doing.
All right, there's a little bit of the story from CBS. We'll play the rest of it in just a moment, but I do want to hear from you. It's Audio Open Lines this Thursday afternoon, November the 13th. A Texas pastor is encouraging, challenging his parishioners. There are a lot of them, too, tens of thousands of them, to have sex every day for 7 days, and then they're going to come back and share lessons learned. If your pastor issued this challenge to your congregation, what would your reaction be? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback at issuesetc.org. Now, I'm raised in a church-going family. And so church was a regular weekly thing for my family down in Dallas, Texas. I'm scouring my memory. I just do not remember the pastor at whose feet I sat every Sunday ever challenging the men of the congregation or the women of the congregation married to have sex for 7 straight days and then come back to church and talk about it. The times certainly have changed. Do you see any benefit in this? Do you agree with this kind of a challenge, whatever it may be, or do you think it has any place in the church? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, talkback at issuesetc.org.
We heard some laughter in the crowd. What has the reaction been from the congregants and the community there?
You know, it's been overwhelmingly positive because so many people are whining during the economy. I thought about how do we change whining into whoopee? And we had people, we had guys who were texting their friends during the sermon. They were like, man, you got to be here next week. You won't believe what's going to happen. So it's been great. We've had a few people to go, man, I wonder why you're doing this, or that's kind of odd, you know, talking about making love in church. But again, I think the church has allowed the culture to hijack sex from the church. And it's time that we move the bed back in church and put God back in the bed. And I think we are the real sex experts because, after all, we're made in God's image, and he's the one who wants us to do it his way.
So are we 4 days now into this challenge?
No, the challenge starts this Sunday.
This coming Sunday. Okay.
Yeah, and even my wife and I are going to do this. We've been married for 26 years, and we have 4 kids, so I'm looking forward to it. It'll be one of the greatest Thanksgivings ever.
Well, you got to practice what you preach, right?
Oh, yeah, yes, that's right.
Now, you've asked your parishioners to email their thoughts and feelings during this week.
Right.
Why? What is going to happen with that information?
You know, I just think we'll get some real issues out on the table. I think they'll deal with some forgiveness stuff, some maybe hurt feelings. I think there's a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety because of this tough time we're going through. And I think it'll solidify a lot of marriages. And I think this sex experiment that we're doing will be a launching pad to take many, many marriages to a whole nother level. So that's what we're looking forward to doing. So we're going to do a follow-up service where we actually read and talk about some of the responses, some of the feelings that the husbands and the wives are having. Mm. And we're going to get them to fill this out in a little book and email it to us. So it's going to be a cool thing.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Pastor Ed Young. Good luck to you.
Okay. Do you think it's a cool thing? I mean, it may be cool. Do you think it's appropriate for the Christian church? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. Live this Thursday afternoon, November the 13th. What do you think of the 7-day sex challenge by Pastor Ed Young of Dallas, Texas? Call now, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or email your questions, your comments to us right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. I mentioned before that I could not, as hard as I tried, remember if that ever my pastor broaching the subject of sex. Now, it wasn't because my pastor believed that sex was wrong. In fact, I remember sitting in class with him as a youth, and he was very clearly teaching us regarding the commandment, you shall not commit adultery, that sex was a good gift of God. That's the one thing that makes me wonder. What's the pressing need? I mean, the church is here on a rescue mission from God to a world that is lost and fallen in sin and doomed for judgment and death. We're on a rescue mission from God. What part of the rescue mission includes having sex for 7 days and then going back and telling your fellow parishioners about it? Is this just oversexed Christians? Is this a great marketing idea? Is this something that the church needs to do because, as Pastor Ed Young says, the culture has taken sex away from the church and the church needs to take it back? Is this how the church ought to take it back? I want to hear from you, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Email us, talkback at issuesetc.org. John in St. Louis emails us saying, can I get a 1-week temporary church membership at this Texas church? Deeds, not creeds. I'm getting it now, says John. Thank you very much, John. Interesting. Yes. Well, he has a lot of parishioners. So if they all follow his challenge, there will be a lot of sex going on. I mean, think about it. 7 days a week, multiplied by however many. Let's just say he has 10,000 members there. 10,000 times seven, that's an awful lot of sex. Something good must come from it. Yes? No? 1-877-623-6943. Here's Jane in St. Louis. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Todd. What does this have to do with salvation and law and gospel? Was this a Sunday morning sermon? Do you know?
Yeah.
Or was it like, oh, my goodness.
No, it was.
I would leave in the middle of the, whenever he did it, I would leave.
I heard in another news account that he actually issued this sex challenge, or that it's beginning this coming Sunday. He's just pre-announcing it, that it was a sex challenge that he plans to issue either in a bed, from a bed, either, they said at the front of the church, which either means at the church's entrance or up on the stage. I'm assuming this is a stage kind of a church, big
it
screen
is.
Kind of a church. So, yes, this is going to occupy at least two Sundays of this church's life. First, the challenge to have sex every day for 7 days to all married couples, and then another Sunday spent talking about the experiences afterward. What do you think it has to do with the gospel, Jane?
Nothing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Absolutely nothing.
What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Here's Tim calling from his car. Hi, Tim.
How you doing, sir?
Very well.
I find it a little disturbing a little bit because even though his motives seem pure, and I respect Dr. Young, I think that this is a little bit sensationalist, and I think if he, you know, were to try to improve his marriage's relationships with his people through individual counseling, I think that would be a lot better than what he's doing now.
Thank you very much, Tim. I appreciate it. Yeah, pastors do deal with the issue of sex all the time, but usually behind closed doors with their parishioners. Not in front of the congregation. You know, what I wonder, I have some basic questions like this. Maybe these are your questions as well. What does this kind of a challenge, even if it's a publicity stunt, say to people who are, say, in their 70s or 80s who are members of this congregation, for whom maybe sex is not that big a part of their marriage anymore? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE. Stay tuned.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
VAVs. What in the world are they?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the speakers at our Answers for Darwin National Conferences next February.
Now, VAVs are layers of fine sediment, and they are of varying thicknesses over the Earth. Secular scientists make the assumption that each layer represents about 1 year. In fact, this was the very sort of evidence used in the 1800s to popularize the idea of millions of years. But VAVs can also be formed quickly by catastrophic events such as massive floods and volcanic eruptions. They don't need a year to form. For example, the flood of Noah could easily have laid down VAVs all over the earth in just 1 year, especially with all of the volcanic activity going on. Did you know that the Mount St. Helens eruption in 1980 resulted in catastrophic processes that produced over 25 feet of finely layered sediment in just a few hours? This illustrated that such formations don't need millions of years. They can form quickly. And Mount St. Helens is a small volcano by comparison. Imagine the VAVs that could have been produced from all the geological catastrophism during Noah's flood. The Earth is not millions of years old.
This topic of the age of the Earth is covered in our intriguing booklet, 7 Reasons Not to Accept Millions of Years. In fact, it's such an interesting resource tool, and it also presents the gospel, that we'd like to send 10 to you for your donation of any amount. Get them by calling our nonprofit ministry, toll-free at 888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS.
Issues Etc. is a team effort. Your phone calls, email, and snail mail help resurrect this worldwide outreach. Now we need your help to sustain Issues Etc., by making a gift to Lutheran Public Radio today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Help support Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the thinking Christian.
We're going to do a follow-up service where we actually read and talk about some of the responses, some of the feelings that the husbands and the wives are having. Mm. And we're going to get them to fill this out in a little book and email it to us. So it's going to be a cool thing. That's going to be the real take-home from this sex experiment that we're doing.
Pastor Ed Young of Dallas, Texas, issuing his, I'm trying to come up with a proper word, sex challenge. He has sex experiment. He says we're sex experts, and since we're created in the image of God, 7 days having sex every day is the kind of challenge he wants his church to rise to. What do you think about it? It's audio open lines, issues, et cetera. I'm Todd Wilkin. Jeff is calling from his car. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Pastor Todd.
Yeah.
Yes, Jeff wanted me to mention what I mentioned to him. I'm mostly a podcast listener. I happened to be in the St. Louis area today and caught you live. I was blown away the end of March when I found out a few weeks after it happened what had happened to you guys. And this is a true story. The check to join the Reformation Club was lying on the kitchen table awaiting an envelope. When I asked my wife frantically, what did you do with it? She said, oh, it's been laying here, you know, for 3 weeks. I haven't done anything. We voided it and rewrote it to your emergency fund and did that happily, and we will continue to support you. So it's just wonderful that you're back.
Jeff, thank you very much. Thank you
and,
so much.
And I don't know if I don't remember if I signed the petition or not, but I left a couple of, I left a message on your home answering machine and said, don't worry, the stones have yet to cry out, but they will. So
I remember that one. I got a lot of messages on the answering machine, Jeff, but I remember that one. Did you have a comment about the sex series?
Yes. I'm gonna skip right over all the marriage enrichment aspects of it, which I think is fine and good, and the church has a role in that, and that's all well and good. For me, the core of the matter is, what is that church doing the other 51 weeks of the year? Because if it's about living the Christian life, you know, and we can hear what your regular guests, guys like Dr. Rosenblatt and Dr. Frequencher and those guys would have to say. If it's about living the Christian life, then I have a problem. If the other 51 weeks are Christ-centered and cross-focused, then I don't have any problem with the 52nd week, you know, being devoted to marriage enrichment.
Well,
and,
Jeff,
and the comment.
Jeff, thank you very much. I appreciate your phone call, and thank you so much for your kind words and for your ongoing support. We appreciate all of it, and for listening on demand, because we love our on-demand listeners. Okay, it shouldn't have to ever be an either-or between doing this other thing and preaching Christ and Him crucified. Although I am having a hard time figuring out how you shoehorn Jesus into let's have sex for 7 days straight and then come back to church and talk about it. Still trying to figure that one out. How do you shoehorn Jesus and His cross into that? Here's Kathy calling from St. Charles. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Well, there's several points I would think of. The first was this wouldn't be something my husband would want me to discuss with anyone. And out of respect to my husband, God's word says that I'm to listen to him. So what am I doing then going to church and blabbing about it? I think he would find it, you know, very disrespectful. I guess the other thing would be, I think of this type of church, they probably wear the What Would Jesus Do bracelets and things like that. But I don't remember Jesus ever having a sermon regarding this type of thing and challenging people with this type of thing.
You know, that's interesting, Kathy. That's so basic and so simple, but it really gets right to the heart of the matter, doesn't it? Thank you for your call. You know, go ahead, look through the New Testament. Do you find Jesus ever saying, I have a challenge for you, feeding the 5,000? 5,000, what would it be like for 5,000 people to have sex for 7 days straight? Wouldn't that be great? That'd be cool. No, I don't think he said that. Well, what about Peter? He's got 3,000 people in front of him on Pentecost Sunday. What does he say when the people are gathered there at the Jerusalem temple and the Holy Spirit has come upon him? Does he say, if you're married, I want you to go home and have sex for 7 days starting next Sunday? No, he doesn't do that, does he? What about Paul? I mean, Paul spent his life traveling as a missionary. Who could fault Paul for not having a heart for the lost or a desire to bring salvation to people? But I just don't read in any of his letters a challenge, and there are a lot of challenges in there, for married couples to have sex 7 days a week and then write me and tell me about it. What about you? What do you think about this Dallas pastor who's encouraging his flock to have sex for 7 days? And I almost said 7 days and seven nights. Although I guess you could have it as often as you wanted to, couldn't you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Email us right here in the studio. It's Audio Open Lines, Thursday afternoon, November the 13th. TalkBack@issuesetc.org. TalkBack@issuesetc.org. How do you shoehorn Jesus and his cross into this one? I mean, I understand marriage enrichment. I understand marriage counseling. I understand the church having a need to speak to the issues, all of these issues surrounding marriage, family, sexuality. I don't think the church has been doing that bad of a job of it. I think they've just been doing it with proper discretion, doing it perhaps with maybe a little more mind toward keeping the things that belong behind closed doors, Matt in Nebraska emails us. He says, it would be appropriate to address the topic of sexuality in a Bible class or a discussion of the sixth commandment, you shall not commit adultery. If my pastor bothered to waste his opportunity to preach the gospel to give such a challenge, I would immediately be looking for another congregation, says Matt. This is an example of the absurd theatrical gimmicks that preachers are using to grow their kingdoms. What was it? It was a couple years ago that we talked with, during Open Lines, about a congregation that did a Super Bowl Sunday giveaway. They were giving away Super Bowl tickets, or they're giving away a trip to the Super Bowl or something like this. And it was another Dallas congregation, although I can't quite remember if it would have been Ed Young's congregation. I don't know if it was. I don't think it was. Well, Ed Young says, come on, everybody have sex. Everyone who's married for 7 days. If your pastor issued this challenge, what would you do? Dave in Pennsylvania says, have mercy on me, Todd. I do really have to have God in bed with us if we're going to engage. Do I really have to have God in bed with us if we're going to engage in this endeavor? I know I still have some strange ideas about God, but picturing him in bed with us while we're having sex kind of kills the desire completely for me. No, let's not get it. Dave, I understand. There's a little bit of that creep out factor, a little bit of the yuck factor in there too. Let's not be misunderstood. Sex is not evil in and of itself. It is a good gift of God. God does desire that the marriage bed be kept undefiled. And of course, the Bible does not prohibit sex, and it certainly does encourage the proper use and the proper giving of one's self to one's spouse throughout married life and within the bounds of marriage. All those things are good. But sex for 7 days is a challenge from your pastor. Here's Mark calling from his car. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Pastor Todd. Two things. If I went to church and talked about my sex life, my wife would kill me. And secondly, you talk about breaking down people's modesty. I mean, with our whole society right now, just seems to be about breaking down people's modesty. Especially, you know, like with young girls and such, and it causes a lot of damage. So, I mean, again, I don't see the point of this. I thought that one lady's point about, you know, where's Jesus in this was absolutely spot on. But it just seems to me like this is just breaking down modesty.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's a very good point. You know what I was thinking? What about the kids? Now, I'm sure Ed Young's church has children's church, so all the kids are gone when the parents start talking about their sexual endeavors over the last 7 days. But what about the kids? Sorry, kids. What did you talk about in church today, Mommy? I'd prefer not to tell you, son. We'll tell you when you're older. Or perhaps we talked about having sex for 7 days, Jimmy. I just can't hear it. I'm sorry. Cindy's calling from St. Louis. Hi, Cindy.
The teenagers will have a field day with that.
Yes, of course, the teenagers will love it.
Okay, here's what I want to know from you. What this thing that he talked about stealing, you know, that was stolen, you know, let's take it back. I was from that crowd, and I don't believe that things get stolen. I mean, the Bible says that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But that has to do with our faith. And I think that this could be a faith robbing. I mean, this is not, this is a personal, private thing. And I think that my husband would have to constrain me from assaulting this pastor.
All right, Cindy, thank you very much. Ed Young says, the culture has stolen sex from us, so we need to take it back. It's taken sex from us, so we need to take it back. But, you know, that logic can be used to introduce anything into the church. I mean, it was in the 70s. Do you remember? I remember going to charismatic churches where they said, oh, the devil stole rock and roll from us. I didn't know the devil had anything to do with it. I thought it had more to do with Beatles and the Beatles and Elvis. But the devil stole the music from us, so let's take it back. And they introduced the world's music into the church. It became an excuse for introducing anything that they found culturally interesting or hip or happening into the church, and it still goes on today. All right, I want to know what you think about the 7-day sex challenge Ed Young has issued to his people. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or email us. We got 10 more minutes in audio open lines. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Issues Etc., Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Thanks for your support of Issues Etc.
What is it, Captain?
Whatever it is, it's incredibly advanced.
Hey iPhone users, you can now listen to Issues Etc. live on your iPhone. Find out by going to piratechristianradio.com and click the iPhone link on the homepage. You no longer have to sit by your PC, laptop, or home radio to listen to Issues Etc. live. piratechristianradio.com and look for the iPhone icon.
With something much, much more. And it's going to change everything.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Double murder in India.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
An Indian man and some of his family members have been charged with murdering his pregnant wife, reportedly because she refused to have an abortion. When an ultrasound determined that the wife was carrying a female child, the husband pressured her to have an abortion. But when she refused, he and his parents allegedly killed her. There's a cultural preference for male children in India, partly due to Hinduism and partly because daughters require a hefty dowry paid to the prospective husband's family. Sadly, this woman and her baby paid the ultimate price for such views.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org. That's sba-list.org.
Wouldn't it be cool if we could get 20,000 people having sex for 7 straight days? And it's time that we move the bed back in church and put God back in the bed. And I think we are the real sex experts, because after all, we're made in God's image, and he's the one who wants us to do it his way.
Last time I checked, it was called the Bible, not the Kama Sutra. But he wants his parishioners having sex 7 days. He's not going to force anybody to do it, but he certainly is encouraging them to do it. Ed Young of Dallas, Texas. What do you think about it? It's Audio Open Lines. I'm Todd Wilkin, Issues Etc., coming to you live this Thursday, November the 13th. 10 more minutes in Audio Open Lines. I do want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's Mike calling from his car. Hi, Mike. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
I have to say that it's wrong. The Bible says not to put a stumbling block in front of, you know, another Christian's path. And if we're, you know, it's, the Bible says if we lust, I'm sorry, I'm kind of out of breath here. If we lust after another woman, that's like committing adultery. And if they're going to sit there and talk about sex, you know, what's that going to do to the other people sitting there listening, you know? So that's just my point.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. You know, I've spoken with people whose past, especially involved in kind of more touchy-feely Christianity, they've told me anecdotally that sometimes this, what would we call it, indiscreet intimacy that develops even in a Christian setting, small group, Bible study, or people sitting around sharing their innermost thoughts and feelings in lieu of Bible study, can often turn and be twisted into something very wrong, even among Christians. Now, I'm not saying Christians shouldn't talk about sex, but is it proper for a pastor to say, let's all go have sex for 7 days with our spouses and then come back and whatever form we're going to discuss it? They're looking for insights. They're looking for something like that. Is that what sex is for? Is sex therapy? Is sex the way you fix a failing marriage or a weak marriage? I mean, think about those questions. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. This email comes from Jen in Virginia. Of course, God is everywhere, she writes, so I'm not necessarily creeped out by the idea of God being in bed with me. But I'm not going to talk about it in church. It's not appropriate in church, even if it's just grown-ups. What about the grown-ups who aren't married yet or dealing with sexual sins? It's inappropriate in church when it isn't discussed in the context of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins. I would imagine that Sodom and Gomorrah were like this too. Take sex into church, take away our sensitivity to it, and you've got everything exploding all over the place, says Jen. It's almost the last step down the slope. We just need NAMBLA to come out and be acceptable in church now too, says Jen. Of course, if you're really going to do sex in church discussion right, why not haul in a big king-size bed and preach from it in your pajamas with your wife next to you? In fact, Jen, as you write the words, I think that's exactly what Ed Young is planning on doing. I think they're bringing a bed into church so he can issue the challenge from bed. I don't know if his wife will join him, but he, at least one news account I read said he plans to issue the challenge from bed. Jen concludes, I'll stick to the nice, quiet, Christ-centered, cross-focused congregation. Thank you. Yeah, that's the real trick here, folks. Think about it just in these terms. How do you shoehorn Jesus and his cross? Remember, the church is on a rescue mission to a lost, fallen, and condemned world of sinners. The church is on a rescue mission. How does the church shoehorn Jesus and his cross, the only means of rescue that we've been provided by Holy Scripture for this lost and fallen and condemned world, how do you shoehorn Jesus and his cross into let's have sex for 7 days straight and then come back and talk about it? That's a very interesting topic. I'm sure people will be interested to discuss it. I'm sure people will be showing up to find out what's going on. I'm sure many will participate. But how do you shoehorn Jesus and his cross into a sermon series on sex? Or let's go have sex for 7 days and come back and talk about it. Someone says, well, it could be done. It's possible. You know, it could be done, maybe. Maybe. It would be a bit awkward, and I imagine, what does Jesus have to teach us about sex? A man who practiced abstinence and celibacy his entire life in his sinless pursuit of sinners. What does Jesus have? Well, Jesus didn't say much about sex. Okay, then we don't need to talk about Jesus. I have a feeling that's probably going to be the way it goes. You know, there's a very pertinent point here, and that is sex is a part of our human existence in that it is something to which the law of God speaks quite clearly, and the gospel of God speaks quite clearly. There's a whole commandment devoted to our sexual lives. So God does think it's important. But instead of using sex as therapy or sex to fix weak marriage or sex as a publicity stunt for your church, why not simply let God's word say what it says about our sex lives to each of us as it speaks to us as husbands and wives and the unmarried too? And then let Christ's perfect life lived in our place, his substitution for us at the cross, speak a louder word of forgiveness for all of our failings in that area. Then Christ gets proclaimed, and the church continues on its rescue mission.